Bernie Sanders, absolutely appropriate to listen to officials, postpone elections as necessary. By Hannah Blow on March 13, 2020. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, on Friday reacted to the potential effects the Chinese coronavirus pandemic could have on upcoming primary elections and said, "While the nation does not want to postpone elections willy-nilly, it is absolutely appropriate that officials listen to public health experts and make changes to the primaries in accordance with their guidance. In states right now, if childcare centers are being shut down, and they are, if schools are being shut down, and they are, what are parents supposed to do? What do they do? Well, they're going to have to stay home and take care of the kids," Sanders said. "Can you go out and vote when you're staying home and taking care of your little kids?" "The answer is you can't," he continued, addressing local officials weighing their options on the upcoming elections. While he said the country should not take rescheduling elections lightly, he said it is absolutely appropriate to follow the guidance of public health officials. "So all I would say is I think that the governors and the officials in the states that have elections scheduled for Tuesday, have to balance things. Again, rescheduling elections is not something we do lightly or should do lightly. On the other hand, at this particular moment, it's absolutely appropriate that public officials, governors, etc. listen to public health officials. And your point is also important, to make sure that everybody that wants to vote has the right to vote, and that may be the case today." Louisiana Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin confirmed on Friday that the state will postpone its previously scheduled April 4 presidential primary elections amid growing virus fears. However, there are currently no plans to reschedule the upcoming March 17 primaries in Florida, Ohio, Illinois, and Arizona. President Trump declared a national emergency on Friday, assuring the nation that no resources will be spared.